Friends, maybe it's just me, but everywhere I go this last few days, I seem to be finding flies everywhere. I don't know whether it's because we've had a very mild autumn so far, and the flies are hanging about a bit longer than usual. I don't know where flies go in the winter, but it seems that every time I open the door of the car, or the door or windows of the house, that flies are trying to get in. And they just seem to be everywhere, even shopping centres. Maybe they're just attracted to me. Maybe I don't wash myself enough. I don't know. But I seem to find flies absolutely everywhere. Maybe you're the same. But I'm just in the garage here. I'm doing a wee bit of cleaning up. And I discovered all of these dead flies. I know it's pretty grim and it's pretty gruesome. But there you are. And as I was thinking about that, there's a little verse in the Bible that I remembered in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, and verse number 1. And the Bible says this, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour." Dead flies cause the ointment to send forth a stinking savour. And some of the ladies here listening today, I'm sure you are interested in face creams and anti-wrinkle creams and anti-aging creams. And a lot of our men are just the same. Here's a wee one here, Nivea for Men. And I got this free sometime with some deodorant or something like that. And you know, if you were to take the lid off that and fill it full of dead flies, it wouldn't be all that appealing. In fact, you would just throw it in the bin. You would get rid of it. Because there's nothing attractive at all about dead flies. But in Bible times, ointment was very, very special. And there's many occasions in Scripture we read about ointments that were used. For example, in the Old Testament, you've got the anointing oil and the ointment that was used to anoint the great high priest. And in the book of Song of Solomon, there's mention made of the ointment and different things. And then in the Gospels, you've got Christ's body being anointed with myrrh and aloe and spices. You've got the account of the woman with the alabaster box of ointment anointing the Saviour, his head and his feet. And so ointment in Bible times was very, very precious and was very, very expensive. And to allow the ointment to become filled with dead flies would have been a very foolish and careless thing to allow to happen. And yet the Word of God says that while dead flies cause the ointment to send forth a stinking savour, so doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour. People can be honourable and wise and yet do something very foolish, even once or twice in their lifetime. And that just mars the whole life and it mars the whole testimony. A testimony can take many, many years to build up and yet only a few minutes to break down. And so many people in the Word of God that we read about that were known for their wisdom and for their honour lost their testimony through folly and through foolishness. And it's interesting that Solomon was the man who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And Solomon, as a young man, prayed for wisdom. And God blessed him with wisdom more than anybody before or since. And yet, in spite of all the wisdom that Solomon had, on occasion, he made some very foolish and unwise decisions. In fact, if you study the Word of God, you discover that Solomon became a terrible backslider and gave himself to idolatry and married concubines and many, many wives, and many of his wives took his heart away from the Lord, and he began to worship the host of heaven and false gods, and he became a prophet in the sense of fulfillment of his own prophecy. And Solomon, for many, many years, lost his testimony. Dead flies cause the ointment to send forth a stinking savour. They mar the ointment. And so it is for a person who otherwise has had an unblemished testimony, can say or do something foolish that just mars their testimony. That's why the Bible says we're to be sober and to be vigilant, because our adversary is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. David made it his prayer and said, "I have behaved myself wisely." It's important in these days to be sober, to be vigilant, to be wise, to keep our eyes upon the Saviour and to live to his glory. So friends, If you see any flies in your house today, any dead ones, think about that little verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 1. See you next time, folks. May God bless you richly. Bye-bye.